should be considered. This is the pay for that znus. Rashi learns it should be chal upon even on my prayer from before. Rashi learns Sarei mitchila last month when the man gave for this animal almanaz bia nosnulo. He gave this animal like for pay almanaz to have znus to live with her. See, if so true, he didn't live with her up until he lived with her at smuta. But once the man lives with her, then the animal is now called an esnan zayna. So pay for znus, it should be yosser for carbon. So Amar Rav Elazar, Rav Elazar Nechnami, you're right. The Brice is talking about kishe kodmo vek rivosoi. We're talking about now that before the man lived with her, right away she took this animal, she made it hegdish, and vek rivosoi. She brought it for carbon. So that's the chiddush. That since, even though it was given to her for an esnan, but since she brought it for carbon before the maestas nus, it's mutter. The other more says, hechi domin. How are we talking about over here? If the man says, listen, I'm giving you this animal today. Even though
again, if he says, that you should be kind of this sheep right now, sub-sheet, of course, the shori. Of course she's allowed to make a korban out of it. The whole bishazbia, because it's not around, the sheep is not around anymore at the time when they actually have this nus later on. And therefore, it's considered at the beginning, umatona biyam hu diyoivlo. The man gave her a present at the beginning, the man gives her a present now, and he first lives with her a month later, so this first month that she has it, it's a present. And therefore, pshita, if she's makdashit and is makravit, pshita's a good carbon. If the man did not say, you should be kernel it right now, if so then, it's a question then. How is she allowed to bring it for korban then, if the man did not give it to her right now? Because the pasuk says, V'ish ki yakdish es beisai kodesh, to the person of his makdish his house. So learn out from this, whenever you makdish, you make something hegdish, it has to be like your house. Amar Rachmona. It means like this. Ma base, just like your own house. Prishusoi, it's in your own rishus. You have a right to use it. Usually by ownership, there are two parts. There's a rishoy and there's shaloi. So the ganef cannot shaloi, it doesn't belong to him. And the nigzal, the original owner, also cannot be makdashit right now because it's ain't a rishus, it's not his rishus. To be makdash something has to be like your house that's in your rishus. So darshan af kol rishus, anything that's in your rishus, you could be makdish. But over here, if the lady does not own this animal yet, she can't be makdishit. So anyway, why is the egdish chal? El it must be diom, a law that the man said to her, lehevi kaboch, this animal should be by you, ad shaz bia. It should be by you until the time we have the bia. Like this month, first he said it should just be by you, just hold on to it. And it's not yours yet, really. But he added and said, v'mistorach lecho, if you would need it for some purpose, then kni meyachshov. Then you should know I'm asking that it should belong to you. So that's the chiddush, like Rashi says. Hilkach, itzrach maslis lashmir. The Mishnah tells over here. Tiaf agav diyom alo leniknu lecho. At shazbi, even though the man first said it should not be yours until we live together, till you let me have this news. But kiv on dodo amla. Since the man then retracted and said, im istorach lechi kni miyachshiv. If you needed, you could have it from right now. Is so heavy le matnas chinam. It's still like he gave her a free present. And therefore, when she takes then she's makra for korban, that's the chiddush that the korban is chal. So, kids, so the real type of a chiddush over here, that's the chiddush. So again, the chiddush here again is where the man gives the present to the isha, to the zayna, and even though he said to her, just hold on to it until we have the bia, but the maisa, since he added on another word and said, if you do need it, you can use it, so that's the chiddush. Now, when she takes then she's makra of it, she makes it into a korban, that's the chiddush, it's called hoz. She has a right to be kainerit. She has a right to make it hegdish. And when she brings it, the korban is chal. Now that's one chiddush. Now the Gemara says a shot like this. Boy, Ravoshe, asked a question like this. Kod mavehik di shosay mahu. Let's say the zayin, the same type of a case, where the man gives her the animal now, and says like, hold on to it until we have this nus. Just if you need it, you're allowed to use it. And she took it now, and she was only makdashit, that's all. She only said harezu hegdash, or harezu korban oilo. She was not makrivit yet. And later, after she was makdashit, they had this nus. And now after the man had this nus with her, now she wants to go be makrivit for korban. That's the shail, is this good or not? So Mar says, ma, what's the locha? What's the shail over here? One shail is, Kivan diyamamah. Since it was said, we learned, we know that the klal is amiros olegvoya kimisiros lehedjit. That when somebody just says, make an amira, says that this animal should be hegdish, he didn't do a kinyan yet. He only said it. Amira bialmo, it has the same malacha kimisiros lehedjit, as if you're giving it over to a hedjit when you want to make a kinyan. Like this, we know the locha is, if I stam say mine should be yours, it does not become yours. I have to make a kinyan. But over here, by hegdish as a chiddish, if you just have the amira just saying it, it's like I gave it over to you. It's like I gave a kinyan by a hedjit. So if so, here, since the zoyna first said to be makdishit, command yakrivisa dami. Maybe it's considered like she made a korban taka, it's considered like she brought it already. Or maybe since Lamaisa we see the animal is still here, it's koyiv isibiyin, it's still here. Maybe here it's different. Maybe here it will not be chal the hegdish. But here we see it, and therefore maybe it's also, as maybe like now we look as if this animal was first given to her, almanas v'znus, and now when they have this nus, we look back a little bit as if it was really given to her, but her azoina. So maybe it should be also. Look at the top of the second Tosfos. There's a duma hash to milka boy. So really what's the question? Is the klal that if you made something hegdish first, and then you give it to the zayna for present, it doesn't become asa. The chsiv says, l'chol neder prat l'nodr. If it was made a neder already, it was a korban already, you can't make it asa. So what's the question here? When she first made it hegdish, it was chal the hegdish. Now the man lives with her, so who you want it to be a chal and issa esman on hegdish, it's not chal. So Toya says, shema hocha meyachad yisa b'shaz biya. Since this animal is still around now, at the time when they have this nus to live together, chal is esman mafreya, that's the question. Maybe here we consider that the esman was chal mafreya when the man first gave her the sheep. Mishor diyoyiv lo, v'yoz lehevi lehoya hegdish. That's the Gemara Shaila. That the man really first gave her this sheep, really beteres to pay for this nus that he plans to have. Just he didn't live with her yet. But now if the animal is still around when he actually lives with her, we consider now this animal metchila was given purely for the pay of this. That's the Gemara Shaila. So maybe like the hegdish would not be chal l'mafreya. Or maybe yes, maybe since at the time when she was makdashid, then it wasn't considered a payment for this nus, there was no znus yet. Maybe the hegdish remains. That's the Shaila. So when it says, if so, the tivshav, let's be pushed of this shayla, mid Rebbe Eliezer, from Rebbe Eliezer's halacha. The yom Rebbe Eliezer, shekod mavakriv osoin, it said before, what's the chiddush of the brisa? Only because she was makriv, the korban, before they had this nus. So it's mashma, davka hekriv osoin, only his lashon was before, shekod mavakriv osoin, he said, the first, second line. And then what's gifts is supposed to be Rebbe Eliezer. That she was makrivit. And that's when it's chal. Avalik tishosoy mashmivish, if she was only makrishito, and then they lived together, they had this nus, loy, then it would be asa. So Guru should be pushed that it's tak asa. Tamura says, no, it could be, Treblez the gufa komi boyle. He also had this doubt, he wasn't sure about this halacha. And therefore, mi boyle, my, when we have a suffer now, what are blessing me to say? Mifshap shitale the Rebbeleza the akrivosai davka v'likishosaloi is the pshat of the Rebbeleza knew for sure, like he says, only if she was makrifit is the korban good. But if she was only makrifit, then we say to Yisra that Isser Esplan is chalam afreyer on it and it's no good, you can't use it. So Isser b'shas bi, because the animal's around now, b'shas to having this nus. Or Duma maybe know he also had a doctor Rebbeleza. Or Duma akrivosai pshitale. This much of Lozen knew for sure, that if she was makdashit and she brought the animal for korban before the znus, it's okay. The time when they have the znus, the animal's not around anymore, so pshita that animal is muta. But the kishosai misafkale. But in the case where she was only makdash the animal, that's all. She said, I raise the korban oila. And the animal is still around now at the time when the man lives with her. So maybe now, the is esnan is chalam afreya, that the kedusha is not chal at all. So could be Rebbe Eliezer also had a doubt about this. And therefore, teikum. Therefore, it's a good suffix. We don't know for sure. So we have no proof that Rebbe Eliezer said, like, for sure it's no good. It could be Yoni said, if she's makrivit, for sure it is good. But if she wasn't makrivit yet, she only was makdashit, could be he also had a doubt, what would be the locha. Do we consider now, since this animal is around now, b'shasta biya,
It's the pay for this nus. And therefore, I'm afraid we have to look as if the Hekdesh was not chal, or maybe no, b'shaito, when she was makdashit, it wasn't the pay yet, and therefore, it's chal, and once it's chal, later on, and this is the esnan is not chal on it. See what's the topic of the Gemara. Gemara says now, what was the other part of the brisa? The other part of the brisa he had before was, bo leho, if the man lived with the zoyna, v'yachakach noson let neno, and then later, he gives a pay, he gives her an animal later for present. So mutter. Then we said the animal is mutter. Why? Because since he did not pay her now, b'shas the biyah, so the pshat is the biyah was done like for free. And then later he gives her a present. So the animal she receives later, that's not called payment for this nus. It's called sam. The man gave her a present. So that's mutter. That's like I was to tell before, that when you borrow perish shmita this year, and you pay the person back next year with the apples of the 8th year, they're not called in exchange for the apples of Shemitah. The 8th year Paris remain mutter. Reminu, I have a question. Is it true what you're saying? Reminu, I have a question. It says, bo leho. Let's say this man lived, had znus with the zayno, v'yachakach noson lo. And then the next month, he gives her the animal for pay. So it says, afilu mikana cholashonim. Even though the man first paid her, 3 years later, at the Nanawasa, if the man comes up now and gives her a sheep for the payment of letting him live with her, so it says this sheep is also for Korban. So not like our price, even though we paid 3 years later, still we say it's called a payment for this nus, as the Torah says that's also for Korban. So Omer of Nachman says like this, Omer of Nachman by Yitzchak Omer of Chizda, Loikash, there is no theory with these two halachas. Ho di Omar, his bo lili bit lezeh. When the man spoke out clearly, I want you to let me have nus with you, and I'll pay you this tleh. But tleh zeh, Rashi says, kol kama di yoyev lo hevei esnan. Kol kama di yoyev lo hevei esnan de mehash tekenisa. Whenever he ends up giving it to her, but since he spoke out clearly that this is the animal that I'm going to pay you for this nus, whenever he gives it to her, it's called, this is the payment for that nus. Rashi says, the mehash tekenis, like I'm telling you right now, it belongs to you right now. You know, as b'shas des nus, that's when I'm going to pay you this. Just it'll take me 3 years till I give it to you. But since I'm speaking out clearly, this animal is the one you're going to receive, it's sort of like she owns it right now. So that's called the payment for this nus. But hodi yomalo is boili betlestam. The other case is, our breast talking about, where b'shas biya, the man just said, listen, I'll eventually give you a sheep. He did not say which sheep. Just as b'stam, b'tlestam, a sheep. Therefore, Rashi says, ki yoyiv lo liachas mas, therefore, when the man gives it to her 2 years later, lav estenu, it's not called payment for that nus. Ta'ashtu the kniya, she's first really receiving ownership first now. Before he actually pays the one, we do not know which one is going to pay her, so there's no sheep that belongs to her. So if you don't pay her right now, b'shas this nus, it's not called payment for this nus. The pshat is that you owe her money, and later you start paying up a chayiv. If you pay up a chayiv, that's not called an exchange, it has no is esnan zayna, and that's our gemara, it has no kedushas perish shvias either. If you buy perish shvias now on a loan, on credit, and you pay up later, the payment you make later is not called a direct exchange, it's called the payment of a chayiv, and therefore it has no kedushas shvias. Right. My heavy, even if the man says, listen, let me live with you, and eventually I'm going to give you this sheep, this is the one I'm going to give to you. My heavy, so what? Why, when he gives it to next year, is the call, that was the payment for this nus. Like we said, the Gemara, she owns it from right now. Where's the kinyan, though? Just the fact I say I'll give you something means nothing. My heavy, she didn't make a kinyan yet. She didn't take the, she didn't move it into her reshus. So how is she corner it? So it's not called a payment right now. And the Gemara, b'zoyna oivedas kechovim. We're talking about now that the lady was a zoyna, a goy, a shiksa, to lekanyev a meshicha, that she doesn't have to have meshicha. Rashi says, oivde kechovim, lav bar meshicha. They do not have, that kinyan is not meshicha, moving it. The chik siv meshicha, when do we learn that you need meshicha? Be yisroel ksiva. Only by Israel, the pasuk says, "Ikonu miyad amisecha." You coin is something like miyad from his hand, means you take it from hand to hand. That you take it out of his hand into your hand. So then you need a kinyan meshicha. Mashenken by a goy, there's no kinyan mashicha, sense enough to have a kinyan kesef. So kinyan kesef is a kinyan right now. Because the pshat is when she lets you live with her, you have enjoyment from her. So that enjoyment is like you have to give her something back in exchange for that enjoyment, that hanor. So hanor is a kinyan. The fact she gives you enjoyment, that's mechayiv you to give her something back. Then if you say, this is the sheep that I'm going to pay you, she has a kinyan in right now. Hanor is like kesef. Just like you can marry your wife with hanor. A person says, I'll dance in front of you. And usually the man charges money to watch this dance. And he tells his wife, I'm going to dance in front of you. And I want you to get married to me with this hanor that I'm giving you. She's mekadeshes. Because hanor is considered like money. There also, when she gives him hanor, it's like she gave him money. And therefore, she's kind of the animal right away. So we're not going to go into this. The chur, the shalur is that Mashiach is only with the Rabbonin, but like Toi speaks out, Mo'avachasra Mashiachah, Pirish Afilu Rabbi Yechon, the Yomad of Atara Moyes Koinis. This is a big shayla. Rabbi Yechon, we pass can him, the Yeraisa money is the kinyan even by a Jew. It's only with the Rabbonin that they said you need Mashiachah. Toi says here, also it's good, Rabbon to go away, of course. Alright. Hakol Ponim, the Gemara's going, where was a kinyan? So the answer is, she was not a Jew, she was a Shiksa, and therefore the kinyan is Kesef. And therefore, with the hanor of the bee alone, that's how she now receives and owns this ethnic of the matana. Therefore, it's considered hers right now. The boy said, no, the answer could be, Liyarlan Bazani Yisraelis. No, maybe she's a Jewish lady. Or could go in the koi b'chatzera, where the sheep right now is in her own courtyard. It's in her chatzer. And there's a kinyan chatzer. Anything in your rishus becomes yours, as long as the owner gives you permission. Like some, if my animal goes into your rishus, it's not yours, it all belongs to me. But here, where the man says, I'm going to give you this for the maisa's nus, so he wants to give it to her. The only question is, where's the maisa kinyan? That's a kinyan chotzer. If it finds now in your chotzer, just like a metziah, comes into your chotzer is kind of for you, here also would be kind of the zayin, the esnan for the zayin. So first the question, if the animal now is in her chotzer, so what are you telling me this is the case, that he has nus with her, and he first gave it to her later? What do you mean he first gave it to her later? Right now it's hers, the second he lives with her, and now's the time when he says, okay, you can have it, so I'm giving to you, mamish, that second. This is the best mesira there is. The mamish b'shasta hanor, when the man is living with his zayna, that's the time when he's nicha now, it should belong to her, and it's in her chotzer, so it's a direct payment b'shas bia. So why does the b'raita say this is the case of bo'a leho, the yachakach nosan lo? It's not true. You're not paying her later, you're paying her right now. So pshita it's also. And the Gemara, the shavya nalei apotiki. We're talking about that you're not paying her now. The pshat is right now, you said, listen, I'm going to owe you money. Right now it's a bill that I owe you. I'm only telling you that on the case that I do not pay you the money within a year or 2 years, then you have a right to take this animal for the apotheke for the security. It's this animal. The Omar law, the man says like this, if I have money and I pay you within the next month, whatever the date is, okay, mutav, then the payment will be with money. But if I do not come up with the money within a month or a year, then then you have right to take this for this nus. That's the chiddush, that if he said this one, and it's koi b'chatzera, then we say there's a kinyan here, and then we say that's called esnan zayna, that'd be yosa. Rashi says, v'loi shakle, v'yoi ploin, if I don't pay you within the month, then v'yesanecho, hilkach, bo lev yachkach nosan lohu. It's considered like he's first paying her over later. Miu, hoi yulu mishazbiya, shav yapotiki, since right now b'shazbi, he said clearly, that if I don't pay you the money, this is going to be the payment. V'yomad b'chatzera, and standing right now, this animal in her rishus, chalale esnan, that's the chiddush, that this is called an esnan. Even though really she only gets ownership later, the end of the month, when the man does not pay her. But since he spoke all this out right now, b'shasbiya, that this is the animal for the apoitiki, and it's in a chotzer right now, so therefore she has shaykes to this animal right now, b'shasbiya. It's like she has a kinyan mashkin, like she's holding it for security. So that's enough to give it a shame, esnan zayna. So it's called like she got this payment, b'shasbiya, therefore this animal would be also to use for carbon. Our Bryce says that smuta, he did not say any special animal. He just said, if I don't pay you money, I'll give you an animal. He didn't say which one. So therefore, right now, she has no shaykes any animals. We don't know which one will be hers. It's only later, months later, when the man decides to give her one, so that's considered a present. It's not called Esnan Zoyna. Mosiv Rosh Hashem. Asked the question. It says, a person has the right to say to his donkey driver, Rosh Lapoyla, a small time worker, Lechugo, the Ichlo Bedinuzer, take this dollar bill and go and eat with it. Go buy yourself some food. Tzu Bishosa, go out to Dinuzer, go out and drink something, go to the liquor store, buy some booze, buy some wine with this money. The Eina Choshe, the owner doesn't have to be afraid. The Rashi says, Lapoyla, the Rashi says, Oyvde Kechovim or Yamoritz, your workers or drivers were either Goyim or else Amoratzim. In both cases, the Jew has a right to have minyan to give a mamish money and tell the goy or the Amoritz, go and buy yourself some food. And what's the chiddush here? For the owner, the Jew, does not have to be worried about loy mishum shvius.